Hey. Been thinking about you. Been wanting to make something for you for a hot second. Wasn't sure the best way to help. I made so many cuddly audios that you know. And I didn't think it would be helpful to just cry with you for however long, which we could still do. One of my mottos that I've embraced the last few years has been don't let perfection be the enemy of good. So, this is me trying to live that, I guess. I took a couple weeks off of Reddit and I did not even realize that there was so little stuff for you and for us in general. I mean, there always kind of is stuff missing. But I thought there would be more, and coming back and looking around and realizing there was some, but not enough. And so this is my attempt. To think everything feels not enough lately, and I think that it's part of the reason I wanted to make this because you know, it's been, well, the current climate as it is, it's been about a month, I guess. But for, you know. I mean, I don't have to tell you that it's been longer than that. It's been your whole life, right? So, this is just me wanting to hold you with that knowledge and let us be and let me hold you and comfort you. In this really hard moment. And if you need to, this can be the part where we cry together. I do a lot of that. But, just wanted to remind you to let yourself experience the whole range of emotions without feeling guilty for any of them. And to not equate your quote productivity with your worth, because shit's hard. And in a way, right now it's a lot harder because all of a sudden everyone wants to talk to you about being Black, which is great but also fucking exhausting. But it's okay to you know, to keep focusing on, you know, what you need to do to get through the day. So if you need to cry and scream and rage for, you know, whatever, 5 minutes, an hour, whatever, but don't forget to hold. I think I read an article that it was, don't forget to hold space for Black joy, to experience that. And, you know, it's something that it's really easy to just get bogged down in the news cycle and the work that has to be done, and to feel guilty for taking time off to let yourself have that joy. So this is just me squeezing you and reminding you that whatever you have to do to get through the day is fine, and I think that could help to remember that, you know, you don't have to, well, I don't want to preach to you, but I'm in a weird kind of intersection of all of this, but I lost my husband a few years back, and a lot of the way that I've been coping has been to use those same grief techniques, the coping with the grief, because, you know, that's what it is, right? The grief. Hashtag after hashtag. And I think, you know, just there's this weird understanding among widows that, like, no one else can really understand. And I think that, you know, Black people have that same shared grief that, you know, other people can't truly ever understand, and we can empathize with it and share, try to share the load and try to help with the work and do the work. And, but I think that in a way, one of the reasons that I've been avoiding GWA in general, PTA in general. I thought there were going to be a lot more audios like this. And I know as a widow, I find most comfort audios, I find that when people try to comfort me, it is not helpful. And so when I saw that there was not audios touching the subject, that was honestly my first thought, was this parallel of, you know, how many times have I heard the same stupid shit from people trying to make me feel better, and it doesn't help. And, you know, stuff like, oh, I know it must be so hard, and let me know if you need anything, and it's like, it's weird, self-serving things people say to make themselves feel better, witnessing your grief, and it's not helpful. And I'm sorry that people who are trying to be helpful may be just re-traumatizing or triggering you, and I don't know exactly what it's like to be Black, but I know that exhaustion of grief and frustration with people thinking they're helping when they're not. So, but this is just my attempt to squeeze you and remind you to drink your water, get some sleep, and turn off the news. And that if all you can manage to do is the bare minimum of, you know, taking care of yourself, then that is enough, and that is so important and valid and necessary, and that's your priority right now, is to take care of yourself and to stay safe and to stay sane. And that is, I know it's hard, and that might not be helpful to hear, because again, I can't know that as intimately as you do, but I've shared a small part of that experience, and just want to hold you anytime you need it, and remind you that you are beautiful and loved, and you don't need me to tell you that, because you should know that. And society is slowly realizing that these things have been true all along, even if they are just now realizing it. So, I hope that I can find a helpful way to squeeze you more. For now, we'll get some rest, and stay safe and sane again tomorrow.